Puzzle 2, Solution. This is one possible way to solve this puzzle, but there are others. If you find a different solution, please share it with us. You can email us at puzzle@silverquicken.com or post and tag us on Facebook or Instagram. One solution works like this. Before your five moves, remove one of the beads from the edge of the triangle, i.e. the bead in space D or F. For this example, let's say F. You don't want to remove the center bead E first because there would be nothing to jump. And if you remove one of the corners, A, G, or J, you can make one jump, but no double jumps, so it's not easy to solve in five steps. 1. Jump A down to F, removing bead C. 2. Jump J up to C, removing bead F. 3. Do a double jump from D to A, removing B, and then from A to F, removing C. 4. Do a triple jump from H to C, removing E, and then from C to J, removing F, and finally from J to H, removing I. 5. Finally, jump from G to I, removing bead H. Now you're down to one bead in five moves. To see a video of the solution, scan here. Congratulations! You've earned badge number 2 for the Stabilization Quest. Place this in your solver's guide. Now, turn the page to find out what happens next. Done! Oliver exclaims. The last giant sylphglass bead disintegrates into a pile of normal-sized sylphglass beads. Sonny pulls 5 small pouches from his saddlebag and hands them to everyone. Scoop up a handful, he says. You never know when sylphglass will be useful. Everyone collects some beads and heads into the cave. Once you get inside, it's clear the cave is big enough for 10 flying horses. You wonder who lives there. Or what? You, Oliver, and Sophia guide the horses into a quiet corner while Gwen and Sonny turn to the broken shields. You're about to relax when you hear a sound overhead, a soft thwack. What was that? You ask. Gwen squeezes her eyes shut. Do we want to know? Open puzzle packet number 3.